You're there. The next presentation is annual and perennial weed management with Ingenia Herbicide and Bolgard 2 ExtendFlex Cotton. Wayne Keelan.
I think in yesterday's afternoon session there were quite a few interesting presentations from Monsanto, BASF, and some of the seed companies relative to Bolgard 2 and ExtendFlex Cotton, Ingenia Herbicide, and then some of the variety development that hopefully is moving forward. And what I'd like to do this morning is kind of take a Western look at this from the Texas High Plains perspective, what our weed problems are, and some of the trials that have been conducted in conjunction with BAS over the last couple of years, looking at controlling annual and perennial weeds with Ingenia Herbicide in ExtendFlex Cotton. And again, I don't intend or have any presumptions of speaking for other areas. This is strictly going to be a Texas High Plains, Rolling Plains, perhaps even southwestern Oklahoma perspective on things. I think one thing that we are different in Texas compared to areas of the south and the southeast is where Palmer amaranth, I think, has emerged as a major weed problem over the last 10 years or so. Palmer amaranth in Texas, and especially in West Texas, has been the number one weed for probably 50 years plus, I guess, as long as they produce cotton in those regions. I think if you went back and looked at some of the Southern Weed Science Society publications from 20 years ago, say, that list the top 10 weeds, probably in Georgia or Tennessee, Palmer wouldn't have made the list. And it would have been number one on the Texas list every year. So all the weed control programs in cotton were aimed at controlling Palmer amaranth. And that was widespread use of DNA herbicides. That was kind of the backbone of control programs. And then use of pre-emerge materials, things such as Caprol, Direx, Cotteran, to supplement that. And really, that in those days, that was the tools. If you do not control pigweed from a pre-emerge or PPI standpoint, you plowed them or hoed them out. So people were really serious about controlling weeds before they emerged. With the development of the Roundup Ready technology, really pigweed escapes ceased to be a problem, really. A lot of other annual weeds that weren't controlled very well with residual herbicides, things like cuckleburr, lance-leaf sage, devil's claw also declined as weed problems. But there were some weeds that have continued to thrive and really do well in spite of the Roundup applications. One of these would be Russian thistle or tumbleweeds. We also have problems with kochia and horseweed in no-till situations prior to planting. A lot of times under cool, dry conditions, they're difficult to control. Probably morning glory is a weed that has held its own over the last 15 years, maybe gotten a little worse in some areas due to reduced cultivation and use of other herbicides. And we have a wide range of perennial weeds that are real problems that Roundup has done a decent job on, but there's still needs for help. So I guess we would see being able to use herbicides such as Ingenious Cotton as really an answer to a lot of the unsolved weed problems that we continue to fight on the plains. And again, Russian thistle or tumbleweed is one of the main weeds you've probably not dealt with across the belt very much, but you can be a very clean farmer, and all you need is a few tumbleweeds rolling across your fields, and you have more to deal with next year. And especially in reduced till or no-till situations, these are pretty difficult to control, again, under cool, dry conditions. Again, some of the perennials we have, things such as woolly bursage, Texas blue weed, field bindweed are all very serious problems. And again, Roundup has done a credible job, I think, given a lot of suppression of these perennial weeds, but they're still something I think Ingenia could really help on. I guess this was a slide that was provided by Alan York probably 10 years or so ago that I used kind of as a scare tactic in talks to show people what can happen if you go down the wrong road, get away from residual herbicides, over-reliance on Roundup and the problems that existed there. And I think at the time, people kind of shook their head and really didn't think that was possible. However, in our area in 2011, we first saw the first documented cases of Palmer amaranth that were resistant to glyphosate in Terry County, southwest of Lubbock. We did collect seed from these locations, grew them in the greenhouse, and identified that they could withstand some very high rates of Roundup. So the process had started. In 2012 and 13, problems with resistant Palmer showed up in more and more situations. And this was a field in Lubbock County in 2014. So I'm thinking I can retire that slide from North Carolina and use this as our bad field situation. So you didn't have to look, too hard in the Plains area this year to find fields where they had weren't using proper residual programs, and just the Palmer just really got out of control. Okay, the objective of the trials that we've conducted over the last 2 years is to evaluate Ingenia herbicide as part of an overall weed management system in cotton for the High Plains. And I think some of the comments that Stanley made and some of the questions that no one, I think, sees this as a solution to all the weed problems, but just another tool to use in complement with residual herbicides to do a better job, not only on resistant Palmer amaranth, but a lot of the other weeds that mentioned as well. And again, the use of dicamba products, things like Banvil, Clarity, Distinct, Status, are not new to producers on the High Plains. And even though we're kind of thought of as a cotton-only region, if you go north of Lubbock, there's quite a mix of cotton with grain crops such as sorghum and corn, where a lot of dicamba-based products are used. Situations where maybe there's a half circle of cotton, half circle of corn, they use something like Status on the corn side, and really don't have very few problems with drift to cotton. Again, we don't have the specialty crop situation that may exist in some other states. One real value we've seen through the years with dicamba products is, again, in no-till situations to control things like horseweed, Kochia, and Russian thistle. The problem we have in our area with the low rainfall is dicamba products are not labeled for burn-down situations, so that'll be a real advantage in the extend cotton to be able to use these 30 days before planting to take out a lot of problem weeds without having residues that hurt the cotton. Okay, again, I think this has been covered in some of the other presentations, but the fact is Ingenia is a new formulation of dicamba for use in extend flex cotton. Again, been around for the dicamba molecule has been around for a long time in our area. It's a herbicide that most producers are fairly comfortable using. They have used it in fallow situations, grain crops, fall applications for perennial weeds, so they have a good feel for what its strengths and weaknesses are. Again, I guess there have been some cases of resistance documented so far, but again, I think no one is saying that we're going to go back and depend upon Ingenia-type products for backbone of our weed control programs, but again, supplement residual herbicides with this. You know, one thing I think we've talked about too in our area is trying to get people back to a little change in mindset of in the Roundup Ready area. I think the idea has been, well, we'll see some weeds and then we'll control them. And I think we'd like to see people use residual herbicides so they never see the weeds and not have so many to deal with from a post-emerge standpoint. Again, just a little bit on the trials that were conducted in 2013 and 14 around the Lubbock area, Hale County to the north and Gaines County to the southwest. Again, all these would be small plot regulated trials, so we were kind of limited in the weed species that we were able to address in these regulated trials. Just pulled out some of the treatments, and these were some of the residuals we used. Again, there's a wide range of residual herbicides that do a good job on Palmer amaranth that can be used in our area. A few limitations as you move on to the sandier soils. But in these trials, we used Prowl 32 ounces as a pre, and again, generally with the soil incorporated treatment with Prowl, we would get a little bit better control, but we applied these at planting and then activated with center pivot irrigation. Ingenia was applied at 12.8 ounces per acre as either a pre, early post, or a mid-post treatment. We had Roundup in there, 28 ounces per acre, and then Outlook as a in-season residual applied at two timings. Again, these were using Turbo T nozzles to produce a core spray. Okay, the first trial I'd like to just kind of highlight some of the values of Ingenia. This was Jacob Reed's trial at Seagraves. Again, if you look at a Prowl pre followed by Roundup post, achieved about 50% Russian thistle control, and I think that's kind of what you might expect under our conditions. If you look at just a Roundup post, about that same level. So in this instance, the Prowl didn't really add a lot from a residual standpoint. Again, any of these treatments that included Ingenia, essentially 100% control of Russian thistle. So again, getting on the thistle when they're small, actively growing, the combination of Roundup plus Ingenia is a very effective treatment, something we need that we don't have to deal with now. And again, this would kind of be a typical situation where we'd use Prowl as a PPI or pre-treatment, come back with Roundup early in the season. We've done a good job on the Palmer amaranth. In this situation, there weren't resistant Palmer amaranth, so we did a good job. But again, you can see the Russian thistle that managed to survive. Again, when we add Ingenia in the mix, we basically clean up the pigweed, any pigweed escapes, as well as the Russian thistle present in those plots. Again, Russian thistle tends to come up in the spring up to probably planting time or a little bit after. So if we can take out that first flush, it's not a weed that keeps coming up during the growing season as Palmer amaranth would. Okay, switching gears to Palmer amaranth. And again, these locations where we've done regulated trials, we really haven't been able to get on consistent resistant pigweed situations. But so this would be mainly dealing with a pigweed that is susceptible to Roundup. But again, the prowl pre-treatment, this would have been mid-season type control. Again, prowl pre only, only about 20% of control. A Roundup post, again, reinfestations after treatment and not much control there. But again, you can see up there, we're anywhere from 95 to 100% with any of the treatments that contained Ingenia in combination with Roundup. So again, some really good help on Palmer as well as Russian thistle. Again, the field we were dealing with there has some really heavy populations of susceptible pigweed. Again, these Roundup plus Ingenia treatments, especially where we added a residual like Outlook, really improved our late season control. Okay, and again, perennial weeds are something I think that we really, with Roundup alone, the residuals have essentially no activity on these perennials. Roundup has fair activity. It's very susceptible to dry conditions and the weeds getting too big and can do a very good job controlling those. So field bindweed was present in some of the plots. We had it halfway. Again, if you look there, as we would expect, the prowl treatment alone provided no control. Excuse me, one application of Roundup was pretty poor in terms of control there. However, when we added Ingenia in a mix with the Roundup, essentially 90 to 95% control, excellent control on Russian thistle that we would not be getting otherwise. Again, if we made several Roundup applications, we probably could do a better job than that, but certainly it would be difficult to get control approaching 90 to 100%. So I think some real potential there for controlling the perennial weeds. Okay, we also looked at some of the bindweed trials, some sequential applications, which I think in some of the work we've been done in terms of fallow periods or fall applications, sequentials can do a pretty good job there. So again, essentially no control with prowl. Where we had Ingenia pre, we had a little bit of suppression of the bindweed early in the season, but this quickly dissipated. Where we had prowl followed by two applications of Roundup, which would be a more typical strategy in our area, we're still only at about 60% control. But if we get in those treatments where we add Ingenia with the Roundup, either pre or post, 90% plus field bindweed control. And I think this would translate to some of the other perennials, things such as Texas blueweed or woolly leaf bursage as well, that are problems. And again, this just shows in the prowl only treatment, we have some pigweed escapes and just the severe infestations of field bindweed. If you look at treatment that had Ingenia plus Roundup, two applications, we really did a good job controlling bindweed throughout the growing season. So I think some real potential here as well. And just the cotton yields there, as you would expect, where you have that kind of weed competition, any of those treatments with Ingenia and Roundup that did a good job controlling weeds produced pretty good yields. Where we had a lot of weed competition, the yields were reduced pretty drastically. Guess one thing we do need to point out that we have seen in some of these trials, especially in the more tolerance-related trials, under the right conditions where we have combinations with Ingenia and Roundup, we have seen some leaf spotting or kind of brown spots on the leaves. And I don't think we could necessarily expect this all applications, but I think it's something that people need to be aware of and maybe not panic if they see some transitory effects like this. And again, I've never seen any thing that was dicamba symptomology that showed a lack of tolerance. But there is some effects on the leaves from I'm not sure exactly what's going on there. I quickly grew out of it. We've never seen any effects on yield, quality, or crop development from this type symptomology, but it can exist, and I think people need to be made aware of that. Okay, I guess just summarizing, kind of what I see is the value of this technology in our area. Again, we have seen, with the exception of this leaf spotting, excellent crop safety, even at some higher rates. Again, we have several annual and perennial weeds besides resistant pigweed. I think we can do a much better job controlling with Ingenia and the program. And again, this is part of an overall residual herbicide program. We may be able to pare back a little bit on the number of residuals used, but we're certainly not saying let's go back to just counting on Roundup Ingenia to solve all the problems. As far as how the use patterns will develop in our region, I think that's still a little bit early to tell. I think we'll certainly have more advantages to use a herbicide such as Ingenia in burn down situations in no-till that we currently are not able to do. Probably we'll see more interest initially in irrigated versus dryland production. Again, the uses where the big interest will be, I think, is in areas initially where the major Palmer amaranth resistance is showing up, and also people that have some other morning glory or perennial problems that they have a difficult time dealing with. And again, I think with this herbicide as well as others, we've got to keep beating on treating small weeds. It's not a rescue treatment, as Stanley mentioned, to go out there when you have 2 or 3 feet tall pigweed and think this is going to solve all my problems. So that would be kind of our perspective on this technology from West Texas, and look forward to seeing how this proceeds. And again, our last slide is the official disclaimer that I think you can read that for yourself, that this presentation is for educational purposes only. Do not try this at home, either. All right, be glad to answer any questions if we've got some time. Yes, Bob. Yeah.
It might be pre-Ingenia, maybe some kind of lay-by. Do we really need to use as much Roundup if it's not effective on dry weeds? And the other thing about Ingenia is all the effective use on grain. We haven't talked about Mid-South, the red vines, Mid-South. There are things now we can do with that trick in the area.
Yeah, I think that's right. There's still a lot to be fine-tuned here. But again, I think if we're proposing people use 3 or 4 residuals now, perhaps they can pare that back a little. Yeah, so again, some trade-offs there. And again, one of the big things this year was people spent a lot of money trying to run rope wicks and hoe hands and such. There was a lot of dollars spent that way. So I think to avoid some of those problems, I think Ingenia can certainly help there as well. Okay.
Any other questions? Let's thank our speakers. Real quick.